So hello Ivan and Andrea, thank you very much, bonjour. So first of all, you had your wedding at Plantation Island in Fiji, and I would love you to answer for your question and start with, I would love to know how you met.
Through a friend.
Can you take
of
the
course.
Microphone, thank you.
That's right, we had one of my flatmates was Andrea's best friend and they travelled together.
Can you take it right to your head?
Yeah, and then slowly Andrea moved in and my flatmate moved out.
I just gave him the wrong phone number, for the record.
Oh, that was very cheeky.
And now look what happened.
Okay, can you tell me why did you choose Plantation Island?
We chose Plantation because we were originally coming with our two groups of friends for a big family holiday. We'd been engaged for
three years
at the time and thought we always wanted a beach wedding, so we're better than to.
Okay, beautiful. So who was your hairdresser and how did you choose your hairdresser?
I found Silver Strand through one of the websites on the internet pretty much.
And it was Barbie from Silver Strands,
And the makeup as well.
And the makeup, hair and makeup, both of us.
What did you say about your experience here with
Oh, he was wonderful. He did exactly as we asked, and was very patient. He was waiting for a long time, and the fees were extremely reasonable.
Okay, so. Great. And did you send any photographs or like examples, or how did that work?
No, I think Joe and I both just decided on the day.
Okay, great. Where did you buy your dress and why did you?
Originally, I wasn't going to wear a wedding dress at all, and I went wedding dress shopping with a friend upon the insistence of.
But you can't get married naked.
Well, I was just going to wear like a shirt over a bikini or something. And then I realised that one of the dress shops in Australia had. It's a bridesmaid shop, but it's more the colours I wanted. I didn't want a traditional bride's dress. I thought that was really quite beautiful, so it worked.
And what's the name of the shop?
Review
in Sydney.
No, they've got franchises throughout.
Okay.
I don't even think they
changed. That was in Brisbane.
Yes,
that one. Okay, great. And what about you, Aaron? Where did
my
you buy
dress?
Your dress?
I went to Myers for mine, and funny enough, I picked it straight up.
Where about, Myers?
In Brisbane.
Okay, how do you call it? Spell it?
M-Y-E-R.
Okay, M-Y-E-R.
Just a department shop.
And for your children, how do you pick up?
I haven't found a mini-me outfit. Luckily, my sister had sent over the trousers for Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
Ivan sought out matching belts and...
Yeah.
And such.
Through Myers.
Yeah, you two were matching, Samuel and Ivan were matching, which was really cute.
Tried.
Good job. What about your wedding rings?
We got that about 10 years ago.
He did. He bought my wedding ring at the same time as the engagement ring, and Ivan
Probably 5 years ago, wasn't it? Anyway, about 5 years ago, I think we got the rings.
Oh, not your ring. Your ring was
recent. Peter Beck.
Peter Beck Designs. You fell in love with him. We thought we weren't going to get it in time, but
that's right.
Oh, okay, great.
We found a jeweler who could pull strings.
Okay, cool. And where's your ring from? Is it?
Oh, this is Michael Hill, and yours is Peter Beck from Richardson.
Okay.
Richardson's jewelry. Yep.
Great. Can you tell me about your emotion throughout the day?
Excitement was pretty cool.
Semi-disbelief. Very excited. I couldn't believe
Samuel,
it was finally
be
happening. And obviously, I was very overwhelmed with the whole experience of being in Fiji with friends and best friends in the UK. So
it was
very, very... because the children were a huge part of it.
As per the photos.
And did you feel like after the ceremony everything was kind of different? Like, I mean, less pressure or anything?
No, we've been married for a long time. There's no difference. I think.
It was nice. It was. And I get I love yous every day now because that was part of the ceremony. And I think I can count on one hand how many times you said it previously.
Thank you. And what about your experience with the photography? As a photographer?
Well, you know. Yeah, and Anais, you've been absolutely wonderful. You were there to capture absolutely wonderful moments, and nothing was staged, yep. Which is what we liked.
We wanted
the moments to be captured capture people's personality and the actual event and how people were enjoying it, rather than please line up and smile.
And what about the celebrant? She was Fijian. What's her name?
Miri.
So is she from Plantation Island?
She is. Yes. Ivan arranged everything with her, and we met her the day of the wedding, and she was really lovely.
So when I asked her originally to get married, and I said August, she said August next year. So managed to do everything pretty quickly.
Yeah. So you met her on the day of the wedding?
Day before.
I met her on the day of the wedding, yes.
And what about the wires, the Fijian wires? Was that part of the package? Or?
It was. Although Ivan planned everything, he did ask if I wanted to be carried in or escorted in by the warriors. And the whole carrying in wasn't my thing. And I thought we weren't having warriors at all, but I'm glad that we had them because
it's cool.
It was a nice bonus.
Yeah, definitely.
I would agree. And the flowers, was that part of
Plantation Island? They arranged everything. I didn't. Did you get to choose which flowers?
No, I arranged it.
But did you choose the flowers or
no? Yeah,
so they just told them to the buttonholes.
They are the frangipanis traditional.
Gorgeous.
And the catering, was that part of
it? Changed at the last minute. Because we were supposed to have mocktails and cocktails.
Yeah, so we just went for canapes, and we were going to have it back at the bar. Sorry, we wanted to have it there, but because we were going to have cocktails for our guests, they had to have it at the bar, so we said, no, we'd rather have everything where the ceremony takes place, because we didn't want to lose the momentum and excitement and such. So,
you stayed with wine and...
Wine and nibble, basically.
Fantastic. Okay, I don't think I've got any more questions. Do you have anything to...
What did you think of the wedding?
You would like to... What did I think? Yeah. Well, I think that was one of the funniest ones in terms of entertainment. I mean, like, it was the fact that you, after the ceremony, you just went for it and such a big laugh and went to sleep and... No, it's not
one of the wedding guests dunking the bride. Yeah,
it was definitely not the most traditional wedding ever, you know. Yeah. And I liked it. I mean, it's probably like your personality, I guess. You know, very bubbly and
a bit spontaneous at times.
So anything to add?
Thank you very much. You've been wonderful. Okay, everything worked out perfectly.
Thank you. Thank you.
What do you say?